I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 154. Yeah, episode 154. Just one more before 155. Look at that. And I can count, you see? Yay. And joining us today is Alex.
155th episode.
No, that's next time. No. Next time.
Coming up. Yeah, don't let me, dude. I'm just trying to have fun right now.
Yeah, that's all we can do, right?
Yeah. It was a really long work week. Since from the last time we've met up.
Uh-huh.
It's been a very busy work week because this is the week before taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Because this coming Monday
is tax day.
Actually, let's just correct it. By the time this podcast drops, it'll be the last day of taxes.
Yeah, it'll be the closing day.
Yeah. So this past week has been like the busiest week that I've dealt with in a long time when it comes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, whatever, my supervisor decided to take a vacation this week.
Oh yay! So it's not only just me; you're in the same boat too.
So yeah. So apparently, it's like I think you already know this, dude. Like sometimes, depending on management or whatever, sometimes you can work better without management being there.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, that was the case, but it was just we were just overswamped with a lot of things.
So I get you. Yeah.
Yeah, so this was a like super tiring work week, and I'm just glad that you know the weekend is here, and I can just unwind,
right?
Talk to my bro,
get
out on shit,
yeah. You know. Geeks out on stuffs,
exactly. And then, the other thing is since I play Super Smash Brothers here and there, I'm closing in on the final spirit that I need. I only need one more to complete the spirits that I because in the game there are currently until the new update 1,303 spirits.
God damn.
I'm on 1,302.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm one away.
That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah. And I was trying to see if I could try to catch up on The Flash.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, I guess maybe it's just bad connections or whatever the hell. I was having difficulty trying to watch the new season.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
It's
all right. I haven't caught up on the season either. Like, I've seen, like, one or two episodes of The Flash, of not The Flash, of Arrow, but I haven't watched, like we've mentioned before, I haven't really watched The Flash so far this year. But yeah, if once the season's over, just like a couple days later, it'll be up on Netflix. So
on the Netflix?
Yeah, on the Netflix, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they have a deal with the CW shows or whatever that after the season's over, I think like 5 to 7 days later, the entire season will go up on there.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah,
so this entire season of Black Lightning finished, and it's all on Netflix now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, speaking of Black Lightning, you know, black superhero or whatever. The other day when I was coming out of work, I was talking to one of the security people, right? And out of nowhere, I'm talking to her. She notices somebody passing by. So she's talking to me, and then I randomly was like, holy shit, it's Wesley Snipes.
Oh, shit. Okay. You met Blade.
So, yeah. Yeah, so exactly. You get the segue. All right, so yeah, so I didn't see him at first, but what I thought was funny was her friend was coming up, and you're like, yo, did you just see Wesley Snipes? And I was like, oh, I got to go see it now.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, so I kind of walk up a little bit or whatever, but I didn't really want to bother him because he was with like an entourage of a bunch of people with suits.
Of course.
And he was just like dressed down. Like, you know, he had style or whatever the hell, but he was just, you know, with a whole bunch of dudes in suits. And I got to pass by, and like, lo and behold, I stood like a couple feet from fucking Blade himself. Nice. And, you know, I was like, oh shit, this is cool. So he nods at me and just keeps going. Like, all right, there you go.
Should be like Daywalker.
Yeah, exactly. And then all things, it was like, you know, right after work. So I was like, you know, it's nice, like, right outside, like, he's protecting us.
Right? Like, damn you, Passenger 57.
Yeah. damn you, villain from Demolition Man.
Damn you, white guy can't jump sometimes, I think.
Damn you, New Jack City.
That's right, New York City, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad you could finally say that, you know, those dudes that were following him, that dudes in the suits, that were actually, like, his tax collectors, making sure that he pays his motherfucking taxes this year. Because, you know, he's had tons of issues with paying his taxes, so now that tax time is just around the corner, like, fuck it. Let's make sure that shit is paid for, so that way we don't have to worry about paying for shit later.
He might be taken away again.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So, dude, I just, like I said, it was just, like, random as hell. And with New York, you always have randomness like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All the time. But, yeah, oh, my God, dude. So,
hey!
Hey, black guy, what's up,
man? Hey, how you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got the spirit walker, Brian, on.
Right, yeah. We got the bright guy on us with us today. The late edition for the show.
Drew Yaton.
No, we're like Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He just broke through the wall.
How you guys doing right now?
We're chilling here. We're just talking about how Alex got to see Blade in person.
Oh, rewind that, please.
Yeah, he got to, I guess, somewhat meet Wesley Snipes.
Did you ask him about how he filed his taxes?
That's exactly what I was just.
Yeah. We were joking about the whole thing because.
Who's the guy that you use? It's right. April 15th in 3 days.
Yeah, I was telling Steve that this past week has been one of the busiest work weeks for me because since I work at an investment firm.
Okay.
It's been crazy because, you know, I work in a mailroom of investment firm. So just they're sending out a bunch of stuff to their clients.
It's proxy season right now.
Yeah, so it's been nuts, dude. Like, this has been the busiest week that I've had in a long time. And to add to it, as I told Steve, my supervisor decided to take off this week.
Okay.
So, and, you know, the only good thing about it is that I'm not trying to, like, you know, talk bad or whatever, but it was easier to work without him being there. But
that's definitely how all jobs are, but yeah.
Yeah, but then the other thing is, I love that because of which,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, you know, like coincidentally how it's the busiest, you know, the busiest work week. And it's like,
it's always like that.
Supervisor, where to be found?
Dude, I mean, shit, I mean, not to cut you off, but like, 15 so years ago, I used to work in a financial mailroom, and this time of the year, we'd work 15-hour days.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So proxy basically means, like, it's time for, like, shareholder voting, like presidents and vice presidents and all the people that have a lot more money than we do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, like, the guys like us that used to work mailroom, like, I got to deal with what now? Yellow paper and blue and pink? And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, Alex, I feel for you, man. But continue your story.
Yeah, so I can go back to the mail one versus the Wesley Slacks one. Because the Wesley Slacks one, it was just, you know, it was just at random. Like,
it was just happenstance.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, it was just random talking with an associate, and, you know, so, you know, it just passed by out of nowhere. But I didn't notice him right away because, you know, the angle where the other person I was talking to was opposite me had the full front view.
Yeah, he also didn't have his leather trench coat and glasses.
Or his sword.
Or the sword, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so but going back to the other story, it was more of, like, you know, if you ever notice that coincidentally when management, you know, takes off on a busy week and then you get smacked with a bunch of work, you gotta try to play professional no matter what.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. So, this week has been like a trying week, but you know what? I made it to the weekend, man.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a weekend, few days away from my birthday too. So, like, you know what? After this coming work week or whatever, I'll just enjoy my birthday weekend, and yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You just got a few more days. You just gotta, you know, just push through.
Did he drop the classic line? Did he go, motherfuckers always trying to make it uphill? Some motherfuckers always trying to ice it uphill. Did he go with that?
I don't think he did.
No, he said something about government ain't taking my money.
Yeah. I think it's more like government here, take my money.
Yeah. Sam, I want to know. So, like, I want to know who his lawyer is. Because, like, if I don't have to pay taxes, there's a loophole.
Right.
No, well,
you definitely know it's not H&R Block.
Yeah, this is true. They'll take all your money.
And, you know, it's not Johnny Cochran, because he dead.
Sorry. Disclaimer, kid, file your taxes.
Yes, you just got a couple more days. Well, by the time it says, you just got today to fucking do it.
At the time of this broadcast, it's Saturday evening, April 12th. You have until the 15th, which is what, Monday?
No, that's why I'm saying, you know, that's why I'm saying, just fucking do your shit now, because when this airs, it's gonna be the day that everything's fucking due. So just fucking do it and get it out of the motherfucking way.
This is true,
bitches.
Steve, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there, you know.
So, DDP treating you well?
Yeah, DDP treating me all right. The funny thing is, like, I was actually watching, because he posts shit on fucking Instagram like crazy.
All the time,
But he posted that this past week was actually the 20th anniversary of him actually winning the WCW championship.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that long ago.
Yeah, and he posted the match. I was like, "Fucking hey, hell yeah!" I haven't seen that match in forever. It was the one where Macho Man was the ref.
Okay,
and it was Hogan, Ric Flair, and Sting, and him.
Okay,
such a good fucking match.
Yo, speaking of wrestling, though, like, WrestleMania this year was actually amazing.
Like, was it?
Yeah, like, so,
Megan, you know, it was left to be desired, dude.
You didn't like it?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm happy that Kofi won, but yeah. I think it would have worked better.
About time.
Yeah, I understand. No, but I think it would have worked better if he would have won it on SmackDown, because the Raw and the SmackDown after Raw, you know, after WrestleMania, were kind of lacking too.
Okay. Yeah, I have friends at both those events, so yeah.
But I would have had Brock Lesnar still keep the belt.
No, fuck Lesnar. He sucked at
both. Dude, let me tell you right now, and like, you know, hear me out. I'm not taking anything away from Seth Rollins, but he's the type of dude that, like, he's their go-to for everything. I feel like what they should do is push somebody else, like, you know, like just out of left field. Like, you go with Finn Balor. Remember, he was the first Universal Champion, and he lost it after a day because he got hurt.
Yeah, I remember.
But, you know, because you know what it is? I get tired of, like, because to me, giving the belt to Rollins is kind of the equivalent of, like, giving the belt to, like, a Randy Orton. That, you know, do they really need a belt at this point? No.
Right. See, I differ from that. For me, look, Lesnar versus Rollins, the match only went as quick as it did because, right, Lesnar is going back to, like, UFC or whatever. But fuck Lesnar, man. I hated him as champion for the last, like, year and a half.
You know, like, it's funny. You sound like you've been drinking.
I had a little bit, yeah.
You're like, y'all, yeah, he's getting it.
Sounds like Arthur.
y'all know what I do for a living, right?
I know.
So
yes, you fucking lay pipe, whatever.
So anyway, like, I might be high too, because, like, somebody came in, like,
contact. You got some contact.
But what I was told, it was like they walked out of their car and smoke surrounded them.
That's good.
It was like Pigpen, but we
also just be ready for next week.
You're the second person to tell me the Pigpen reference. That's awesome right now, by the way.
You're welcome.
Third Charlie Brown reference of the night, though. So yeah, it's like, fuck Lesnar. Like, Lesnar, he's like, Lesnar's the Lesnar was the type of champion like The Rock was. Hey, I'm champion. Oh, I can't be at the event tonight.
He's just like a figurehead.
Yeah, it's like, yeah,
but you know what it is for me? I'm more of an old school purist, which is, I like the idea of that you have a champion that only wrestles in special occasions. Right, that he was an attraction. That's what I liked about the idea of Brock Lesnar.
Right, kind of like Hogan back in the day.
Yeah, but you know, people don't like that because what they want to see, especially nowadays or whatever, you want the champion always around. You want the champion, you know, representing, and that's fine. But also remember this, dude: Brock Lesnar is older now. Brock Lesnar has been doing it on and off for years. You know, remember he had that whole whatever diverticulitis thing, and you know his contract. I forgot what they call it, but
clause.
The whole thing. No, it's a clause, but it's a
Santa Claus.
It's a Sandy.
Yeah, he's a whining.
The whole thing that you only work a certain amount of shows, you know, per year.
Right, yeah,
because. Because remember, when it comes to wrestling, dude, remember, this is known as a bump card. You can only, you know, your bump card or whatever, you have only but so much bumps that you can take.
Right. Brock Lesnar is the Zack Snyder to the DC Universe.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Brock Lesnar, by the way, the only DC movie I want to see in recent times, I want to see Shazam. Anyway, so...
I do too,
I also like Zachary Levi, and I was a big fan of Chuck. But anyway, Brock Lesnar,
my sister would kill you.
Cry. Brock Lesnar would cry about every little fucking thing. It was like, oh yeah, I can't be the Minnesota Viking I want to be. Oh, let me go to UFC, but I'm WWE negotiations. No. Now fast forward. Hey, they're gonna give me more money. I'm gonna be 5 nights a week. sorry, five nights a year. I'm done. Like, no, fuck Lesnar. He's a whiny little shit. Like, I'm just done with him. It's like, hey, I'm champion, but let me not show up for a month. No, fuck that shit.
You know what's kind of funny? How, what is it? Back in the day when it came to wrestling, it was the whole clause of, like, you had to defend the title within 30 days.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right? Him, it was like, no, every 3 months or whatever, because, you know, the major pay-per-views. Or it would be like every other pay-per-view.
Yeah, because the thing now is that these wrestlers now, they aren't just worrying about the WWE. They're doing other shit as well. So they're trying to maintain all the other stuff at the same time.
And the greatest thing I've ever heard live, I don't know if it was like scripted or shoot, but this will always stick in my brain, where The Undertaker as the Dead Man came up to Dead Man Inc. came up to Brock Lesnar at a Raw that I went to in like 2002, and he said to Lesnar, "Hey, are you the next big thing or the next big bitch?" And I'm like, "See, back then that guy knew that." But fuck Lesnar. He lost the title, let him cry his little way back to fucking Jimmy John's in fucking Vegas. He sucks. He sucks. He sucks. He's done. Let him not be in WWE anymore. I'm good with Rollins as champion.
Jeez, somebody.
I really hope that they give it to somebody else. I mean, listen, he's a former champion, Rollins, and that's fine. But like I said, it's just I just feel like when it comes to like that belt, they really got to like push new talent.
Okay, I do agree with the push new talent thing.
Yeah, I agree too.
But it's just like Brock Lesnar was such a whiny little bitch that match was done what, 2.5 minutes? What it was like, hey, curb stomp 3 times, done.
Yeah, like, I remember after. And that beginning, when Brock Lesnar attacked Rollins before the match.
That match started Mania, really?
Yeah, but you know why it also started Mania, right? It was the whole thing that they really wanted to put more, you know, more emphasis on the female's main event.
And yeah, I respect
that title.
And honestly, I respect that. And that female match was one of the best matches of the night.
Just at the finish.
Just not the finish, why not?
Yeah, the finish was botched. So apparently, Becky Lynch was scheduled to win that.
Uh-huh.
But something happened in which, I don't remember exactly what that was, but so she went into like the reverse cross or whatever it's called. That didn't
the
fall.
Crucifix.
Yeah, thank
yeah, Ronda
you.
Was,
thank
Ronda
you.
Was going for her. Ronda was going for her finisher, the Piper's Pit. And Becky was supposed to do the crucifix and get the pin 1, 2, 3. But the problem was when she was going through to whatever, I think she kind of slipped out a little bit.
Ronda's
shoulder wasn't Ronda's really pinned left, on the mat.
Yeah, Ronda's left shoulder was not on the mat.
Oh, shit.
But the angle of everything that we got to see, say, like 85% of it looked legit, like Ronda lost, and that was it, and Becky wins. And there's, like, did you hear them that other thing, too, where, like, you were able to hear them, like, talk in the background, like, oh, I'm going to throw this punch down.
Yeah, oh, because you know what it was?
Really?
A couple of matches of the night actually had,
audible play-by-play?
They wanted to emphasize, like, you know, the sound of the mats, like, you know, when you get slammed on or whatever. But the mics were picking up, like, everything. So, you know.
Yeah. Like, you were able to hear, like, jab with me on the left. Duck.
Oh, shit,
yeah,
really?
You were able to hear that.
Wow.
God, it is, like, pouring outside right now in Brooklyn.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm kind of soaked, but I'm loving being on the show right now.
Yeah, he's soaked. He's already wet with spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Yeah, like, WrestleMania had its moments. I honestly thought it was the most watchable Mania in like five Manias.
Okay. Well, next year's is going to be even better.
I mean, we hope so.
It's going to be even better because I'm thinking about going.
Yeah, you can't. Don't try to hype up Florida.
Huh?
Don't try to hype up Florida.
Dude, it's like literally like 10 minutes from where I live.
Yeah, but good luck getting tickets.
I don't give a fuck if I get like nosebleed tickets for that shit. I want
to
go.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Nosebleed like, tickets got like to the point. Nosebleed tickets were like one and change.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then when they went to resale value, whatever, it went to a couple of grand.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not going to wait fucking for resale and shit, but I'm going to try to see if I can get fucking tickets for that shit.
Like, I have friends that went the full, like, what, the 6 days or whatever it was between Access and the next week. And the only thing not done at the Barclays Center was Mania. Everything else was done at Barclays.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, well,
NXT Takeover, fucking the Hall of Fame, where Brett got attacked.
I mean, come on. How the fuck are you going to attack somebody who's had, let's see, a stroke, cancer, and just everything else just wrong with this guy? But aside
from that, they didn't have mental issues, dude.
Well, but no, like, the whole thing like, is,
yeah.
the kid apparently is an MMA dude that wanted to get his 15 minutes, and he's been trying to see if he could get a job with WWE.
Well, now we got the only thing he has against WWE now is his lawyer. But WWE is gonna fuck him. Like, are you serious? Like, if a company like this that's worth billions of fucking dollars, they're gonna put all their money into this and be like, "Hey, yeah, you're not getting this job. Sorry."
Yeah, basically,
you're not getting this job. You're gonna be blacklisted from all events.
You know? And I mean, did you? He's a Dash Wilder uppercut.
Oh yeah, yeah. When he was walking, it was perfect. Let me say that right now, Brian. And this is from experience, you know, from my pro wrestling days.
Yeah, of course.
We are taught that if anybody that is not part of that match interferes, like tries to get into that ring, you fuck them up then and there.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're gonna do.
Like, I figured as much too, like, hey, all the wrestlers' punches and finisher moves come from something. Like, if you weren't putting your heel into it for a punch or a curb stomp or whatever move that any wrestler does, Dash Wilder's uppercut, for example, if you're not putting your heel into it and faking that, like, selling it, you're really going to knock somebody down. You know, like, Ronda Rousey's husband was another one that was involved in that. It's like, you really want to fuck with this guy? He's UFC. So,
did you see who was the people that came in right away to help out?
Yeah, 100%. It
was David Hart Smith, which is, you know, Bret Hart's nephew, British Bulldog's son.
Of course.
It was the New Day, Heath Slater.
Yep.
Ronda Rousey's husband.
Super and, respect for Heath Slater on that one too.
Yeah. But yeah, but dude, that's like I said, that's like the old school wrestling thing, man. And especially, yep. Dude, isn't Bret Hart like in his 60s, right?
He's like a thousand.
You know, like, you know, I'm just saying though, it sucks, dude. And then what I thought what was great was that after it happened, and after they took the guy away, they continued on like nothing happened.
Yeah.
So Brett was a consummate professional on that, and that was awesome.
He was so Bret Hart was so professional that he didn't even like fix his hair.
Yeah. But didn't he have like did they squash the whole feud that he had with Vince McMahon and all this shit or?
Oh,
well, when they wanted to induct him into Hall of Fame.
That's been long squash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was when he first got inducted into Hall of Fame by himself.
Okay. And this time it was with the Hart Foundation or something?
He got inducted with the Hart Foundation.
Okay. Yeah, but not the new Hart Foundation, the original.
Right, him and Anvil got inducted. So Nat was there wearing her dad's jacket.
Oh, my God. So, Brian, I'm gonna leave this kind of generic, but I don't know if you picked up on this. When Harlem Heat got inducted, the video in the beginning, that they played the video of when Booker T slipped and called Hogan, you know.
I didn't see that shit. I skipped that part.
So yeah, so okay, remember, you know, when Booker T messed up and he was like, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
Vaguely.
All right. He dropped the N-bomb.
Yep.
I gotta remember, yeah.
Was funny was when they were inducting Harlem Heat, they played that interview, and of course they cut it short. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. And I was like, oh, they did it. They played that. I just wish they would have played everything.
Yeah, that's what like the best promos ever, because fucking Booker T is so hyped in that shit.
You know what I love is after he messes up and he knows that he messes up, that he's like you can see it in his face, and it's one of those things where like if the word fuck
right
had an expression, it was that expression right after he just said And then Sister Sherry, whatever, Sherry Martel, she's there like trying to console him. She's kind of laughing because he's like, oh, well, you fucked up.
Like, you done fucked up now. All right, so I guess it's enough about wrestling talk.
Brian, one thing. Oh, it was a great mania. It was all right.
Yeah. There's one thing that I actually did want to talk about before we start our weekly show. I literally, before we start recording, I actually finished watching something on Netflix. It's actually really, really interesting. It's actually pretty cool. It's a movie that's on Netflix. It's called The Silence. It's actually really,
I've seen ads for that.
Yeah. So if you really think about it, The Silence, it stars the girl that plays Sabrina.
Okay.
Yeah, and also one of Sabrina's aunts on the show, right? And it also stars Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, I've seen trailer. I watched the trailer like 2 days ago.
So if you think about this movie, okay? Just think about it. Consider this to be like the prequel to A Quiet Place.
Intrigued.
So, these bats come out of nowhere and they start eating people. And you have to be quiet because if you're making noise, they will come and eat you. Yeah. And some shit happens that Sabrina winds up going deaf. So she can talk, but she can talk, but she can't speak. She can't, like, hear you or whatever.
Okay.
She's deaf, but she wound up going deaf like when she was like 14 or 15 or like 13 or 14 or something like that. But it's actually a really cool movie. It's a really cool movie. It actually has a lot of action in it. It's pretty, I'm not going to say it's gory, but there's a lot of cool action scenes in it. There's a lot of
That's good to know.
A lot of monsters ripping people up, which is pretty cool. And yeah, it's definitely worth a watch.
Lately, I've been kind of glued to Supernatural.
Okay. I am so far behind on that shit. I'm gonna say the last season I probably watched was probably like the fifth season.
Well, I was gonna say I'm so far behind the Supernatural that I started from the very beginning.
Okay, that works. That works.
And I'm a month in, and I'm on season six.
God damn.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a lot of free time at work.
Oh, I actually, like, before you got on, we were actually talking about the CW shows on the Netflix, and I actually can say that I watched almost the entire season of Black Lightning so far.
The first season or the second season?
The second season.
You know, I am
down to the last episode.
Okay.
Of the second.
So, with the first season, I watched it, same thing on Netflix. Like, I watched it one or two on, like, you know, stream stuff, but then season two, I watched like one or two episodes so far, and now it's now that it's on Netflix. Or I'm sorry, Netflix.
Netflix.
Netflix. I've been calling that. I've been calling Netflix Netflix a lot lately.
That's what I do.
You. I love you. Anyway, so like watching Supernatural. It's such a great show. It's
fucking good, dude. Especially now that his other daughter is like actually like getting a hold of her powers too. It's really fucking good.
Okay. Like I'm in season 6. So Sam Winchester has no soul right now.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the last episodes the last season that I watched.
And I'm just watching it. I'm like, wow, like I'm glued to it. It's like, yeah, CW. Well, I'm sorry, at the time it was WB.
Right.
Because it survived the whole like WB cancellation stuff, like Smallville,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And watching, I'm like, wow! Like, there are moments where I'm like, okay, yeah, it's kind of eh. But there are moments where I'm like, wow! Like, this show is straight up not campy at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That was one of the first shows that people started to consider the network to be like the shirtless boy network and shit.
So, like, now seeing that it's going to end after season 15, it's like, I understand why, but damn, well, it's hard to see it going.
They were technically supposed to, on the season that you're on right now, like, the 6th season, it was supposed to be, like, done for.
Yeah.
But people kept like, saying, like, yo, you can't cancel this show, to the point that they were like, fuck it, let's just keep going.
And then it became a point where Jared and Jensen were like, hey, we're going to keep going until we say, hey, we're done.
Yeah.
So now that...
It has a super huge following, dude.
Mm-hmm. And adding Castile, the angel,
mm-hmm.
with his, like, his dry humor, because he's not human, but, like, he's kind of funny at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, like, but yeah. And so losing that, we're losing Arrow this year, or next year.
Mm-hmm.
Arrow I kind of get, though, because, like, as a big fan as I am, it's, like, watching this season, it started out great, but I'm like, okay. But
you gotta think about it like this. Like, the first few seasons were literally, like, flashbacks and going back and forth.
Now it's flash forward.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, yo, this flash forward bullshit is stupid.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, okay, yeah, we can't keep flashing forward because then it's just going to fuck shit up for people.
Basically.
Yeah.
So while I'm on the podcast, it's now cooking with Bright UJ. I'm making a pizza right now.
Oh, shit.
I've been doing pizzas every Friday.
Like a big pizza pie. That's the
spice of meatball. It's pretty much.
Hey,
but,
that's
the matter for you,
huh? I'm actually doing the flip of the dough right now.
Bobbity boobity.
I can see right now. We're gonna need a translator.
Right, Italian. We need subtitles. We need subtitles again.
Italian jargon.
This is welcome to the Boppin' Boopin' podcast right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me.
The only podcast that has subtitles.
Well, as far as we know, anyway.
No, yeah, we're the only podcast with subtitles.
Have you done the research?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, bitch. None of them have subtitles like we do.
We subtitle with the best of them.
Uh huh. I think that's gonna be the title of this week's episode. The only pod with subtitles.
We podcast with the best of them. Wow, I'm actually really impressed with how fast it still kind of just like went into it's like pizza form right now.
Okay, that's good.
The last couple of pies, I'm like, I'm making them. I'm like, wow, it's taking like 30 minutes to just like put the dough and oil it and flour and all that.
Because you're a professional now. Now you can start up your own place and you know, steal drugs out of the basement and stuff. Like, it's fine. You could do that.
Yeah, you know.
No more wine. No, no, it's just pizza time.
Pizza time.
Pizza time.
Cowabunga.
Yeah, exactly.
Reaganomics.
All right, so it's now time to get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I guess.
Wait, are we still live? What?
Yeah, we're still talking about shit.
I just think it's funny, like, you know, we're going live or whatever, right? Now, cooking with Brian, he's going to make, you guessed it, meat and potatoes.
Yeah, so
cabbage. Yeah, go ahead.
So, this week, DC, of course, they've been doing a bunch of shit on their new streaming service. Of course, they have, like, you know, Doom Patrol now and Titans or whatever. But they made an announcement this week that Titan is gonna have an actual Batman in it.
Yup.
Well, not just Batman, but a Bruce Wayne.
Bruce
Lee. And is going to be played by Ian Glenn as Bruce Wayne from Game of Thrones. He's Gora Mormont.
Okay.
The real badass dude that constantly gets stabbed and he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, he's actually going to be he's going to be Bruce Wayne in the next season of Titan on the DC Universe.
Well, at least he got a job real quick.
Right, exactly. But I'm pretty excited for this because, like, he's fucking dope, dude. He's a really cool dude.
I mean, I don't watch Game of Thrones at all, so, like, I don't know who he is on that show.
He's a badass, man.
Well, it'd be good to, like, actually have somebody who's gonna continue his badassery onto a show that's supposedly really good. I haven't watched it yet.
I have not watched it either, but I am planning on procuring it soon. So I'm
intrigued by that, and also the Umbrella Academy.
That's on Netflix, though.
That, yeah, I mean, well, stream, yeah, but so I'm intrigued by, like, these, like, DC shows, or, well, Umbrella's Marvel. No,
I think Umbrella was Image or something like that.
Cause it's, I know Umbrella was written by Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance. So, like, but anyway, as a fan of, like, these shows,
as a fan of My Chemical Romance, you're saying as a fan of My Chemical Romance.
Well, their second album, yeah. Anyway, so. No, just in general of, like, being a fan of, like, comic to TV versus, like, comic to movie.
Yeah.
You know, we all love Marvel. We all love, like, Infinity War. Well, Infinity War and, like, the 21 other films that were prior to that.
Right.
It's good to see shows based off of comics as well. Because, like, Sure, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Defenders. They were good for what they were.
Right. You know,
it's good to see other types to also shine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, especially, like, third party characters. Yeah,
like, of course, DC shines in as far as making TV programming.
Yes.
DC TV programming is probably one of the best comic book TV programming you can think of.
And animated features.
And animated features. Of course,
their animated films have always been amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
I still haven't seen the new one, the Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
But DC knows what they're doing when it comes to that content. But when it comes to movies, they're just like, they're trying a little too hard. But, like, of course, I haven't seen the new one yet, so we gotta wait and see.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, like you were saying, like, the thing is about these comic book characters that a lot of the new comic book characters that are coming out, not many people know about them. So they're kind of estranged. They're kind of like the, because technically, like Image and fucking IDW or stuff like that. They're kind of like the third string comic book companies and shit. So they're not the big two. So anything that comes out of those, which is really good, because there's been a lot of comic books that come out of that shit.
Right.
So they're just like, fuck it, let's see what's gonna happen. Like they're just like, fuck it, let's give it a shot. Like, this other shit is doing pretty good, why not?
And I mean, and with Doom Patrol too, it's like, it's cool to see like a Brendan Fraser come back.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the man hasn't been in anything in what, like
a bazillion years. Yeah. He hasn't done anything in a really long fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to see like another Wayne.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what I'm really, really excited for. So like, yeah, so that's not gonna come out, of course, until next year, because that season just finally finished. But yeah, that shit is fucking cool. I'm like, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah. Hey, yay toys. No, sorry. Wrong time to plug. What?
Huh? What?
I was like, yay toys. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Wrong plug.
No. And he shall inherit the earth. No, not yet.
No. Slow down. Too quick. Yeah, so that shit is fucking cool. I'm excited for that shit. Also, another thing that came out today that kind of, made me super fucking happy, which I know Alex don't really care much, but Brian, you kind of care about it a little bit.
I kind of do. I watched it again today, and I'm like, so I watched it this morning, and I was like, okay, too soon to tell how I'm going to feel about this. And then I watched it again, and I'm like, okay, I mean,
yeah.
But before, no spoilers on that whole thing. Steve, spoil away.
Yes. So, what we are talking about right now is actually the first teaser trailer, first teaser for episode 10, and the title for episode 9, whatever, blah, whatever, fuck it, episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yup.
Which is an interesting title, first off.
Right, because, like, nobody, like, there's no other Skywalker. So, like, why the Rise of? Unless she's a Skywalker.
Or it could be Skywalker as a bad guy again.
But he died.
That we are led to believe.
One theory I read today was that she's a Skywalker just as Anakin was born. Like, Rey has no real parents.
Okay, that makes sense.
It does. So, maybe?
Or it could be the rise of Kylo Ren, because Kylo Ren technically is a Skywalker too.
This is true. And honestly, the best part of that trailer was Billy Dee Williams back as Lando fucking Calrissian.
Yes.
But you notice he was wearing the Donald Glover Lando outfit?
Yeah, well, they got to tie it in somehow.
Yeah. But I'm like, when he went, woohoo, I'm like, yes.
Yes. That was very fucking exciting. That was very fucking exciting, because, like, once again, like, I've tried watching Solo a few times, and each time it's like disappointing. It bores me to hell. But yeah, dude, that shit looks fucking cool. And then we also have glimpses of Princess Leia, or I guess General Leia,
well,
or
Queen. You know. Anything that she shot was like, that's those are deleted scenes from...
Right, from old shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so...
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. But it's fucking cool, man.
It's like, what's sad is, like, we fake lost Han Solo and generally lost Carrie Fisher within 2 years of each, or 3 years right, of each other.
Yeah, exactly. But also, you gotta think about it. This, there are rumors saying that Han Solo may be coming back in this one.
You know, I heard that too, and I'm okay with it. But I'm like, how? He can't force Ghost.
Why not?
Just because he believes in it doesn't mean he's a Jedi.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he isn't trained as like a Jedi anyway, because he's done a bunch of shit that we don't know about.
Well, yeah, Han Solo.
Like, you got to think about it. Like, he had this movie, he had that Solo movie, but that shit didn't touch anything. So there could have been some shit that he did either before that or after that. So there's a bunch of shit that's still like up in the air.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to see. I'm very, very, very fucking excited to see episode 9.
And how do you feel about that laugh at the end?
The what?
The laugh at the end of the trailer. Was it?
That's what I was kind of like hinting at earlier when I was saying that, you know, it could be the rise of Luke Skywalker as a bad guy.
But it does
sound like him.
But J.J. Abrams confirmed that Ian McDiarmid is back as Palpatine for this.
Ah, could be it too.
So, I'm good either way. Especially because, like, did you ever play Force Unleashed?
Yeah.
Did you ever play the DLC for it before all the files got corrupted because it was really bad DLC?
No, I never played, no.
The DLC had you fight Luke Skywalker as a bad guy.
Really?
And the other DLC was killing Leia because she was trained in the Force, but on the good side, but you as Starkiller, so, you know, which was Skywalker's original name.
Right.
So you as Starkiller killed Leia because she was going to hunt you down. So seeing, yeah, but so the point is seeing the Skywalkers as evil, well, at least Luke as bad, I'm not opposed to that.
I'm not opposed to it either.
Because remember, it all started in Jedi where the Emperor had a feeling like, I mean, the original plan was like, hey, bring him, we can rule together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, why not, right?
Right, exactly. And plus, we also got to think about it like this, like, Luke can do pretty much anything because he is super fucking powerful. Luke, so just like he fucking faked being on the fucking battlefield, he could just fake being like fucking dead and shit.
Which I gotta say, The Last Jedi is not a great film, but I like certain moments of it.
Yeah, and that was one of those moments that I enjoyed of that movie.
Where it's like, oh wait, what do you mean Luke got like obliterated and like the red salt was like supposed to be like his organs and blood and whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh wait, it's Saul, and Luke's a projection, and he's on his planet with his green milk, and
mm-hmm.
It wasn't blue milk; it was green.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, all in all, like, this is only the first teaser. I'm sure we're gonna get like three more.
Oh, most definitely. We're still like fucking like.
We're gonna get three more, and definitely at least two full on.
Yeah, we're still like 8 months away from it. So.
Right, the fact that it's like, oh, it's gonna debut around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I can wait.
Do you think we'll get the Knights of Ren?
No, what?
The Knights of Ren, Ren and his friend. Like, I'm wondering what was up with like the carving of the weird lines in his helmet that he crushed.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's gonna happen. Because then that would just mean that they would have to explain all that shit too.
Yeah, I guess.
But then again, it could be something that's going to be like in the next set of trilogies that doesn't necessarily have to do with the Skywalkers.
Right, because this is the Rise of Skywalker, but this is the end of the Skywalker
trilogy. This is the end of the entire Skywalker series.
Right, so like, we all know they're not done ever making films, so we'll get a
Star Wars 10. Right, but the Star Wars 10 isn't going to be Star Wars 10. It's going to be Star Wars 1 again.
Right. Right, it's going to be the new hope of whoever else.
Right, and from what I'm hearing and I'm reading, they're saying it's going to be kind of sort of based off of like the Old Republic shit.
Star Wars, the Jar Jar story.
Jar Jar, that'd be great.
That wouldn't be that bad. That'd be a good way to fucking like redeem the character.
That would give. The studio would pay us to see it.
Yeah. they'll just put it straight on the fucking like Disney Plus and shit.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney Plus.
Yes. So they finally announced the price for Disney Plus. The price for Disney Plus is going to be $6.99.
That's cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Even cheaper than Netflix. And just around the same price as Hulu.
You pronounced it wrong. Netflix.
Yes, I did say Netflix. I meant Netflix. That's the proper way to say it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, you guys.
You're forgiven. You can still be on the show.
Yeah. So it is cheaper than Netflix, and it's gonna have like tons of fucking Disney shit, as well as Marvel and fucking Star Wars. And National Geographic shit, and Disney stuff, and everything that you can think of, as well as
the favorite
brand new content for the DC yeah. for DC of fucking shit,
and
for Disney.
The logos that I've seen so far, which are true and not fake announcement, was for Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay. I can see that.
And also the other release that they put was the font for The Mandalorian. Yeah. Which is going to be the Jon Favreau based Star Wars TV show.
Yep.
So that's going to be pretty cool. See his take on bounty hunters from the War of Stars,
which is gonna be cool because I kind of want to see because they've never really touched on the Mandalorians like that,
right? Also, what they're also saying now is that we're going to get a Hawkeye TV series,
yes, but.
Where it's basically Hawkeye trend, giving his info and his insight and becoming the mentor to a young Kate Bishop.
Yes. Which is going to be very interesting.
So, especially because we don't know if the girl in the last trailer for Endgame is Kate.
Right.
So it'd be interesting to see if his daughter or somebody else.
Which is going to be interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Especially because I'm kind of hoping they take plot points from the book My Life as a Weapon.
Yeah, they could. They could.
Because that's my favorite version of Clint, where it's like, hey, I'm falling 40 stories from a building. Oh, hi, Maria Hill.
Exactly.
You know? That's just a fun read.
It is. It was.
But yeah, I'm interested about Disney Plus, especially because we're getting the Loki thing we're getting too, right? We're getting a Loki TV series.
Whoa, what was that? Say that again.
Did you not hear? Sorry, I took my hat off and I had a little bit.
Okay.
Did you not hear about the Loki TV series we're getting?
The what TV series?
Loki, Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, the Loki series, I'm kind of done with Loki.
I'll never be done with Loki. Like, I think Tom Hiddleston is
pretty awesome. He's pretty much done almost all of the fucking Marvel movies.
But we're all we're getting Loki. We're also getting a Wanda. Brother Witch. Gonna be the least favorite of all, but like interesting.
Yeah. Not really something that I'm interested in. like Elizabeth Olsen's kind of hot, but like, her character's kind of lame. Like her character in the movies have been like lame as fuck. But Scarlet Witch is a very interesting character in the comics, at least. So it'd be interesting to see if they're gonna not just change her, but like make her more like in the comics if they do go on with the series.
Yeah.
But as far as like her in the Marvel universe so far, she's kind of lame.
Yeah, they haven't really utilized her the way she should be utilized.
No, just like they didn't even utilize fucking Quicksilver at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
They used him as, like, Hawkeye's shield, and that was it.
Right, exactly.
Like, hey.
Yeah, goddamn kick-ass.
Remember me? I was kick-ass.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I was kick-ass. Now I got my ass kicked.
Oh.
With a bullet.
Hey.
What?
In one movie, I get stabbed. In another movie, I get shot. That's my acting career.
Uh-huh. And then we really haven't seen anything since then, right?
Godzilla? But no, it was in between those two.
Yeah, it was in between those two. And even the Godzilla shit was his role was lame.
What, because it was like the love interest with his Marvel sister?
Yeah, exactly. Which was fucking weird.
It's like, hey, we're gonna root for them as brother and sister. Oh, now they're a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Disney loves that incest shit, right?
Welcome to the South.
Welcome to Disney.
Oh.
Where everybody fucks each other. But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for this week, dudes. We've gone over a bunch of shit. We've talked about wrestling. We've talked about Batman's and Star Wars and the Marvel Universe coming to DC. The fucking shit. Jesus Christ. I keep saying this fucking same thing again. I keep saying DC instead of fucking Disney. What the fuck is my problem?
Maybe it's a secret merger.
Maybe.
Maybe you saw them at some point in the future and you're like, DC.
Yeah, just put it all together. Just put it all together.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve knows how to time travel. Whoa, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Uh-oh.
See? Steven was a doctor at one point.
Was?
Well, oh, yeah. Well, we never really asked what type of medicine. So
exactly.
I guess it's futuristic. Bad joke. My wife's looking at me like, what's wrong with you?
Like, I'm high right now, lady. I'm high. She's like, no, don't say nothing. Don't tell her. Don't say anything.
Between that and all the puns I've been putting on my truck cord at work, like all my advertisements to the outside, it's all been like dad jokey.
Nice. You gotta get ready with the dad jokes. It's okay.
Not yet. It's not time yet.
Well,
not even that, dude. No matter what, you know, let's see, dad jokes are mostly puns. So then puns are kind of easy to work with.
Yeah. They're fun. I'm all for dad jokes.
Well, especially with kids.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking amazing. I love it. Because like I'll say some shit to my son, and he'll be like, "Dad," I'm like, "What?" She was hilarious. She's like, "Yeah, it was pretty funny." I'm like, good.
Yeah, because if he says otherwise or whatever, go to your room.
As long as you don't be like, yeah, a horse walked into a bar, bartender said, hey, why the long face? Now you're in. Oh.
Yeah, no. That would be one of those things they'd be like, come on, stop.
gonna edit that from the show.
Yeah.
It was that.
It's kind of funny. You're gonna hear like all of Brian's parts. Well, what I feel is that's a good point.
You'll edit that from the show, but
yeah. Hey, so
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so that's pretty much it for the show this week. Remember, go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. We have, of course, this show. We also have Yay Toys. Brian's been putting up some new episodes.
Peter Venkman went up. I'll put up Ray tomorrow.
Yeah. We're also going to be having some.
Got a ton of things.
Are you going to do the Blade
one? I got Blade. Toy Fair Blade is now live on the channel, as is the NECA Predator 2 City Hunter Predator figure.
Okay.
Because Predator 2 is one of the best, worst movies of all time.
Of course. Duh.
You know, 1980s, but it's 1997, according to their timeline. Yeah, that's right. We had laser guns in 1997.
Pew, pew, bitch, pew.
So, for those that didn't know, I got... yes, the Toy Fair Blade went up yesterday. The Toy Fair Agent Gomez will be up tomorrow around 6 o'clock. I learned, so I've been doing YouTube for so long, I finally learned how to schedule posts.
Wow, good job.
Like, it's like, oh yeah, this will go up at time tomorrow. Hey, boom, done. So, yeah, a lot of things coming.
Hell yeah, and very exciting.
I'm in the sort of idea stage in my head of how to build out a Yay Toys Plus website.
Ah.
So that will be soon. And once I do, there'll be a hyperlink linking you from innercitygeeks.com to my personal website.
Ooh, fancy. So
it's like 2019 gold.
The expansion continues. Go, right. Brian, go.
Exactly. Episode 9, the expansion continues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then, like, we got the joke, and his pants.
Right.
And my pizza's looking good right now.
Yum. Yeah, so, of course, we got Yay Toys on the show. We also got
Hashtag
Games. Good Games. Manga Times. Anime World. Comics Con Sabor. And a bunch of other random shit on the site. So make sure you go check all that shit out. Also on the site, you can visit our sponsors. You can check out Amazon.com. Well, you click on the banner for Amazon, and you can get the first month for free for Amazon Prime. Go check that shit out. And also on there, you can find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a dope company that provides pretty dope geek apparel for all you geeks and gamers out there. Got t-shirts and hats and hoodies and sweaters and a bunch of cool fucking shit with some cool fucking designs. So go check them out. And once you go to the site, you could click on checkout. You can type in Intercity Geeks and you will get 15 motherfucking percent off of anything that you buy.
Not just 15% off, but motherfucking.
Motherfucking 15 motherfucking percent off. That's right.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Yeah. So do that. Motherfucker. And then also for all our bearded homies out there. Make sure you go to beardoctane.com where you can buy a bunch of awesome beard-related shit, man. So you can buy beard oils and beard balms and beard tools if you want to trim your beard a little bit. Yeah, all that shit is there. They have a lot of cool shit. Well, some of the stuff that's on there is pretty fucking good. One thing that I do recommend off of Beard Octane is... the liquid gold. Liquid gold smells fucking amazing. Check that shit out. And once you
I go, really hope it's not what it really is.
It's a beard oil. It's a beard oil.
Okay.
Were you thinking check that shit out? Because he was like talking about like shit.
I don't know what he thought it was.
Liquid gold. Piss.
No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about shit. Never mind.
No golden showers today, sir.
But, no golden showers ever.
Hey, we're not R. Kelly.
Right, exactly. No R. Kelly's here.
Hey, it's not too soon.
It's like if you're trapped in the closet.
Oh, no.
Oh. At one point, I believed I could fly.
You believed you could touch the sky?
He really thinks about it every night and day.
Yeah. Spread your wings and fly away, bitch.
I used to, yeah.
So check out Beard Octane. They got some cool shit on there. And when you're at checkout, you can put in the code ICG10 for 10% off of anything in the motherfucking store. So go check that shit out. Check out beardoctane.com. Like I said, offer code or coupon code ICG10 for 10% off. So go check that shit out. And if you're listening to this show, you can share with your friends and peoples and people that you don't like. You can just fucking be like, listen to this. Have a good day. You can.
We don't agree on anything except this.
Yeah, exactly. So just let them know. Like, listen, you can listen to Into the Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio, on SoundCloud, on Google Play Music, and on motherfucking Spotify. Check out all those places and you can listen to us. Also, another thing that you can do, you can follow us on the social medias. So you can find us on the Facey Space at faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks, on the Twitters and the Instagram at innercitygeeks, and where can we find you guys? Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can totally find me at the Slice and Pizza and the 8 perfectly equal slices.
Okay.
But no. Anyway, you can actually find me everywhere. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. The Twitter is Bri_2J, so is the Instagram. But if you want to follow me on the channel, it's Yay Toys Plus, which is also the name of the YouTube channel. Plenty of videos coming, and please like, share, subscribe, and hit follow. Maybe I'll even say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, Alex. where can we find you, sir?
You can find me waiting to say where you can find me at.
Trying to figure out where to insert yourself, right?
Oh, that sounds worse than what it really should be. That was one of those like bad dad jokes.
Yeah.
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram, DIN.Y.ED.
Yeah. And you guys can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that pretty much wraps up the fucking show. But wait, now one more thing, of course. At the end of the show, I always like to bring some musical enjoyment. Of course, you know, let's do some music. And this one band actually featured on the show a few weeks ago. It's a female-led metal band, but it's also not just a female-led metal band. It's a band that fucking does some really dope shit. So the band is Rollo Tomasi. The lead singer has some pipes on her, dude. She's fucking great. She can fucking scream. She can growl. She can fucking fully sing too. And the song that I'm gonna be playing is called what is it called? God damn it, I forgot. My brain works in weird ways sometimes. Gotta find the name of the song, cause my brain doesn't work very well.
Wasn't Rollo Tomasi the name of the mythical villain in L.A. Confidential?
I believe so.
Wasn't the song named The Hollow Hour?
Yes. The Hollow Hour is the name of the song for this week. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Guy Pearce, his character, his dad was killed by a person on the job, and they called them Rollo Tomasi, and I'll never forget that.
Okay, cool. Well,
so that, and maybe they're big fans of the film. Fact.
Yeah, so check out Rollo Tomasi's The Hollow Hour. It's a fucking dope ass song. It's fucking great. It's one of my favorite songs on that album. And say your goodbyes, guys.
I'm still waiting for Brian to
always. Goodbye, guys.
There you go. There you go. Until next time, folks.
Yeah, and don't be a dick.
Get that's all, folks.
But I always remember.
No
leaves. Killing her here.